9937.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect early.
ABC's data accept the outcome.
New version of the COVID vaccine could be available this fall. Advisors with the FDA voting to update the existing vaccine. They're recommending manufacturers update the shots so they'll be more effective against the current variant. The CDC will recommend who will be eligible for the vaccine later this year. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mainly cloudy and cooler, as high temperatures only rise to the mid-60s. And we've got those feisty winds whipping out of the northwest, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And spotty showers do have a chance to sprinkle in this afternoon. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 65.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A call to close Wisconsin's aging prisons from Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schultz.
Waupun and Green Bay Correctional Institution are two of the oldest 10 prisons in the entire country.
Investigation by the Sheriff's Department detailed dire conditions for prisoners and inattention by staff at the Waupun Correctional Institution. Nine staffers now charged in the deaths of two inmates. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identifies a couple killed in a house explosion last week as Rudolph and Ursula Niederhauser. Both were 82 years old and immigrated to the U.S. from Switzerland decades ago. Cause of the explosion still under investigation. More bad news for Milwaukee Public Schools. The State Department of Public Instruction temporarily withholding $16.5 million in special education funding for the month of June. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse. Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. The issues with Mondovi's new wastewater treatment plant continue. During the last council meeting, members discussed the issues, including the new algae treatment portion of the plant that is still not working properly. The company that designed the algae treatment plant is claiming that ammonia from the city is killing the algae. But the council says the system is having similar problems in other municipalities. The council is weighing its options, including pursuing liquidated damage against the contractors that built the plant. Chippewa Falls says the owner of a downtown building that partially collapsed has to fix it or tear it down. A city inspector yesterday issued a raise or repair order for the building that's home to the Iris Boutique. That's the building where the upstairs apartment collapsed into the back of the boutique earlier this week. No one was hurt. Inspectors are not saying just what happened to cause the collapse. The building's owner has 60 days to decide what they plan to do. The owner of an Eau Claire beauty shop who was accused of touching his clients says he's innocent. Chris Devlin pleaded not guilty to sexual assault charges yesterday. Investigators say he assaulted clients and took inappropriate pictures of them while he was working at Renew Aesthetics. Eau Claire police say six victims have come forward so far. Devlin is due back in court in September. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers held a public hearing in Ashland earlier this week on Enbridge's application to relocate a 12-mile segment of pipeline Line 5 and build a new 41-mile segment outside land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The proposal comes after a federal judge ruled in 2022 Enbridge had illegally trespassed on the tribe's northern Wisconsin reservation. The decision is now on appeal before the U.S. Court of Appeals. Travel leaders and environmental activists are arguing to not build the line as it would protect the region's waters, while business groups maintain that the project will provide employment and access to reliable energy. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Only minor damage was reported across parts of western Wisconsin from yesterday's severe storms that moved through. Reports of trees down onto power lines was a common report. Xcel Energy reported 1,500 customers lost power in Mondovi as a result of the storm. Power outages were also reported in Plum City and Wabasha due to the weather. Today will be cooler, but the winds will still be brisk out of the northwest. Five new mental health crisis centers are now open in Wisconsin, including one in La Crosse. Telerant will operate the facility in La Crosse that will serve those in need in Buffalo, Dunn, Pierce, Pepin, and 14 other counties here in western Wisconsin. The State Department of Health Services says the crisis stabilization facilities will be used to help people who don't need to be hospitalized but can't stay in their communities. That includes people with substance abuse and mental health crises can use those services. The department set aside $10 million in 2021 to fund those facilities. Well, consider this proof on just how dangerous dams are in Wisconsin. Two Chippewa Falls firefighters and a city worker had to be rescued yesterday after their boat got stuck on the edge of the Glen Lock Dam in Chippewa Falls. The three were placing safety buoys near the dam when their boat got caught up by the current. The trio spent about 2 hours on the lip of the dam while other firefighters set up rescue ropes. Chippewa Falls firefighters say all of the recent rains have made the river near the dam fast and dangerous. There won't be charges for a northern Wisconsin midwife who handled the birth of a baby who died in labor. The district attorney in Price County yesterday said he decided against charges in the case from last year. The baby's family believes the midwife is to blame for the baby's death, but the district attorney, Matthew Elroy, says he doesn't think he can prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. The medical examiner says the baby died from complications of prolonged labor, and the midwife told investigators she was never told just how long the mom was in labor before she was called in. Some folks in Rochester continue to question the plan to replace the Silver Lake Dam. The city wants to remove the dam and replace it with a series of cascading pools. Opponents held a meeting yesterday to question why the city's pushing to change an iconic piece of city history. City planners say the cascading pools will cut down on maintenance and repair costs and will provide just as much protection for people downriver as the dam currently does. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Iconic forestry mascot Smokey the Bear will get his own showcase in Wisconsin next month. Portraits and classic films reminding you to prevent forest fires will be on display at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander the first week of July. The collection of original artwork by Smokey's artist Rudolph Wendlin is from the USDA Archives in Washington, D.C. It's part of a National Forest Week celebration in the Northwoods. Kids will also be able to take a fire safety quiz and make a birthday card for Smokey Bear. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Waters wades into Cup debut. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails The Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 on admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters, June 21st.
Australian driver Cam Waters, who dreams of someday running in NASCAR full-time, makes his Cup Series debut this weekend at Sonoma Raceway. After two Craftsman truck starts for Thor Sport Racing this season, the Supercars standout is competing for RFK Racing in California, driving something a little closer to what he's used to.
I wanted to come over and experience, you know, ovals and NASCAR, and NASCAR trucks on an oval is, you know, that's NASCAR, so it was cool to come over and experience that. Yeah, a lot of learning to be done, but, you know, to come over here for Sonoma, which is, you know, a road course, the Cup cars a lot similar to what we race back home. Hoping it's going to be a little bit easier than racing a truck on an oval.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
NBA Finals tip off tonight in Boston, where the Celtics play host to the Dallas Mavericks. Game one of the best of seven series. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Celtics went 2-0 against the Mavericks in the regular season. UW Whitewater beat Misericordia 16-10 in game two of the D3 Championship Finals in Eastlake, Ohio today. It sets up a winner-take-all championship game this afternoon for the D3 Championship. The Warhawks are a win away from their third Division III title. They had 19 hits and 5 home runs in the Game 2 victory today. Whitewater is no stranger to winning doubleheaders either. They've done so 11 times during the regular season. Do or die for the Milwaukee Admirals tonight when they host Coachella Valley in the AHL's Western Conference Finals. Coachella won the first three games in the series and is now one win away from a trip to the Calder Cup Championship. Midwest League tonight, Quad Cities at Wisconsin, Lake County at Beloit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The WIAA State Softball Tournament is set for this weekend, plus boys golf champs are crowned. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Why choose the water park capital of the world for a grown-up getaway? It's all there. Entertainment is there. Nightlife is there. Shopping, spas, and wineries are there. Been there, done that? More like been there, still haven't done that, that, or that. Golf? Hey, nice swing you got there. Dining? You'll be seated right over there. Zip lining? Hang in there! See what I did there? Wisconsin Dells. See you there. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your grown-up getaway today.
Spring sports tournament season continues this week, first with the Boys Golf Championship that was held Monday and Tuesday. Wanakee claimed the Division I team crown, while Lakeland was the D2 team champion. Mineral Point grabbed the Division III team title. In the individual results, Germantown senior Cody Schmidt, Edgerton junior Caleb Kern, and Durand, Arkansas senior Logan Weisinger were the champions in the respective divisions. The softball state championships are this weekend, Thursday through Saturday at Goodman Diamond in Madison. Three-time defending state champion Carcona enters as the top seed in Division I, as the Galloping Ghosts have won 107 consecutive games overall. Other D1 qualifiers include Kenosha Bradford, Sun Prairie East, Milton, New Richmond, Watertown, Cedarburg, and Sussex Hamilton. Mosinee is the top seed in Division II, as the Indians will face off against Lake Mills in the opening round. Mishicot is unbeaten and the top seed in Division III, as defending champion Broadhead is the 2 seed. Fall Creek leads the field in Division 4 as the number 1 seed. Oakfield is the top seed in D5, with defending champion Pacelli the number 2 seed. Semifinal action for state softball on Thursday and Friday, while all 5 championship games will be held on Saturday. The boys' team tennis state tournament is also this weekend. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk is targeting weed line walleyes right now. He said it's going to last another few weeks, and the fishing has been great. I'll tell you what he's doing to catch them, but first,
unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says when the walleyes are shallow, you need to hit them at the weed line. He said there's a lot of lakes where they're stocked, and the weed line is where these walleyes like to be until the water gets a little warmer in the shallows and they move out to that mid-lake structure or they go suspend out in the middle of nowhere. He says that the best way to get those walleyes is with a live bait rig, but he uses a spinner rig, and he uses a fairly large spinner. The size of his spinner, number 3. That's a big spinner for walleyes. But he'll extend the hooks out a little farther past that spinner than you would if you were using a small spinner rig. And what he's tipping that spinner with is a shiner minnow. On a lot of these lakes where you're fishing weed line walleyes, you have to contend with bass, northern pike, and panfish. So if you're using leeches or night crawlers, those panfish will rip those leeches and crawlers right off. You're going to catch some bass, you're going to catch some northern pike too, but you're going to catch a lot of walleyes. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mainly cloudy and cooler, as high temperatures only rise to the mid-60s. And we've got those feisty winds whipping out of the northwest, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. And spotty showers do have a chance to sprinkle in this afternoon. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 65.
Well, good afternoon to you here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Bryce Duskett, and it is time for the Channel Final Bell. Joined today by Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. Mike, good Thursday afternoon to you. Hope everything's well in your neck of the woods.
Doing very well. Thanks for having me back, Bryce.
Absolutely. Good day to have you on, because we've got much to talk about, particularly in the grain complex. Quite a turnaround for a Thursday. What changed, if anything?
Well, I think what changed was a combination of factors, and the biggest factor in my mind, because of the seasonality of the wheat and the fact that Northern Hemisphere is harvesting, and we also have in the trade mindset dialed in the Russian and Ukrainian drought issues, the seasonality started to work against us when we came back from the Memorial Day holiday. And I think what we did, Bryce, was switched gears again and toggled back towards the Federal Reserve and the inflation fears and the interest rate issues. And that pulled the money out of the commodities again, led by the crude oil, led by the copper markets and some of the other key commodities that had led us higher in April and May. And I think the ag market was getting more and more nervous about that and had started to trade those outside market fundamentals because we didn't have any supply-demand fundamentals to really keep the bull running after the Memorial Day holiday. And I think what changed was a turnaround on Wednesday's close for the wheat and the copper. And I think that translated into the grains very nicely, especially given the very strong export sales in the corn. Not so strong in the beans, but we have some talk about some issues still in South America and bean oil issues specifically in Brazil that I think brought the focus back to supply-demand fundamentals and gave us a break from these negative Fed-related, inflation-related selling waves that we continue to see.
In particular, corn and soybeans had a pretty good day. Wheat kind of mixed as we look at the various numbers on the screen right now. Any rhyme or reason for that today, Mike, the separation there between corn, beans, and then wheat?
Yeah, I think the export sales would answer most of that, okay, Bryce. And I think it goes back to where we're at with the export sales being an actual negative for the wheat again this week, 2 weeks in a row now. So when you talk about a weather supply driven market, as far as that's what gives us our rallies, if you don't have demand underneath you, it's not going to be uncommon to see a pretty big wild swing back to the downside if you see negative numbers like that, if you ask me. And the other thing I would throw out too is the European market still very much much in play, both in wheat and in corn, because it's the closest to the Black Sea in comparison to us. And it was a little bit weaker again on Thursday as well, and I think that translated into the soft red wheat specifically. But fortunately, hard red wheat held above yesterday's lows. That was a key element for me.
Hate to look too much ahead here in our first segment, but I want to ask this question. Is today's rally something you expect to be short-lived, where we could turn things around as soon as tomorrow or early next week? Or do you expect this to be maybe a couple-of-day rally that we could see some numbers a little bit higher?
You know, I'm hoping that this is a first of a domino in terms of a mindset shift on the outside markets. We get past Friday's CPI data, Friday's payroll data. We continue to see the crude oil, which is about $3 off the lows just in the last 2 days at this point. We see that crude oil continue to go higher. We see the dollar weaken some, Bryce, and that means those emerging market currencies in Russia, in China, in Brazil, they start to gain and they get bought back again by the funds. If we see that coupled with a WASDE report that is not negative, especially in the wheat market, in other words, a bigger wheat crop that USDA could present here in the United States, that's more than offset by a tighter Ukrainian and Black Sea wheat crop. If we get those and then a little bit of weather, a little bit of hot, dry weather, which seems to be sneaking in to this market now again, I think you could have three big dominoes there that maybe would extend these gains and give us a shot for a pretty decent recovery.
You bring up those Friday reports. I want to come back to those before we flip the page to the WASDE. That data coming out on Friday, what matters for the ag sector?
The biggest thing that matters for the ag sector is what's mattered the last 2 years, and that is the bond yields and the idea that if yields are going higher, it's going to make the dollar go higher with them, and that's going to pull money out of commodities and pull money out of emerging markets. So the Fed doesn't rely as much on the consumer price index. They rely upon another gauge. So for me, it's really about the payroll data and that impacting the bonds, and the bonds go higher, yields go lower, and that makes the dollar bulls want to maybe sell some of their positions.
So we look at the weather conditions shaping up here in the United States as planting is continuing in portions of area replanting and others. We are getting into this area where we could see some heat coming back into the forecast, and I guess you're only a week or two away back to have some challenging growing conditions. Is that what you're hearing across the countryside as well?
It is, especially east of the Mississippi River, where there's quite a bit of prevent plant, and I would say that goes all the way up into Iowa and Wisconsin and southern Minnesota, and I think this is a key time period. If we're going to have a real weather market, I think it's probably going to have to start now, because those crop conditions this past week in corn were 75% good to excellent. That suggested to the trade that we're on our way to a 180-plus national corn yield. So I think if we could get some weather in here early on, that maybe would dial back some of the enthusiasm about a big, big yield this year, Bryce.
You starting to get some wheat harvest updates. I know in parts of Texas and Oklahoma, harvest is underway. Any particular yields you're hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing out of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, mid-40s to mid-50s. If your higher management wheat fields are out there, then they're going to probably bring close to 60. I wouldn't say they're runaway trains to the upside, but by the same token, they're there. I think that's the biggest negative feature maybe to this upcoming WASDE report is a yield bump by the USDA that adds production in our crop here.
Our listeners, regular listeners, know you're in Kansas. Have you seen anybody getting their combines out, getting excited just yet?
I talked to a Kansas client today, as a matter of fact, in kind of the prime area to start, and they're just revving up the engines right now. So with the zero number on this week's planting progress or harvest progress numbers, I think we'll see quite a jump next week.
Mike Zuzulo, the president of Global Commodity Analytics, is our guest today on the Channel Final Bell. Much more is straight ahead with Mike here on the Rural Radio Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if folks can't visit the dealership, they should visit the website at TomHeffernanFord.com.
Well, we have all the pictures of all our used cars in stock. We have the pictures, the prices, inside and out, all over what the equipment's got on the cars, seeing the vehicle in person, plus the same, our new cars. See us on the internet, TomHeffernanFord.com, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, going to our 51st year where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheap in the country.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Rural Radio Network. In today's episode of the Channel Final Bell, I'm Bryce Tuskett on the phone with Mike Zizzolo from Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, we were talking a bit in the last segment about some of the factors influencing the trade and what might be position squaring, I suppose, ahead of the next WASDE report that is due out June 12th, next Wednesday. You kind of teased it, but let's get into some details. What are you expecting with that report?
You know, the big thing other than what we talked about in the first segment about the U.S. wheat is what does USDA do with the Black Sea wheat? And what I mean by that, Bryce, is you've got substantial growing areas that, you know, you're running out of runway to either help or hurt the crop here in the next 2 weeks because you're going to be running combines over in Ukraine and Russia as well on winter wheat. But you've got some key areas of Ukraine like the Azov Plateau. USDA is putting that the driest in 30 years right now. The Russian Rostov and Volgograd areas, those districts, they're the second driest in 30 years. When I look at the soil moisture profiles in some of these major provinces that grow 50 to 70% of the winter wheat for those two countries, you're looking at the lowest in 7 years, and it's still going down in terms of the soil moisture levels. So I'm probably an outlier in the trade thinking that we've priced in the lowest number with Sovcon's update this week coming in at 80.7 million metric tons for Russia's production. I think based upon the last 10 years, if you do a 2.7 tons per hectare yield in Russia on the harvested acres USDA is using, I think it could come in well below 80, maybe even as low as 77 million metric tons. So I think there's wiggle room there for a net reduction in world wheat ending stocks. Will it be on June 12th next Wednesday or not? That's the big question.
Going to ask you some livestock questions next, but anything else on the grain complex before we put a bow on that part of the conversation?
Just to tie the two together, I would say, would I talk to someone for the first time and they say, what's your read on this market as far as cash? I think the corn market and the fat cattle market probably have the similar fundamentals in terms of declining supplies. Declining supplies domestically here for the cattle and globally for the corn especially. That's where the WASDE report I really count on to show us quite a bit of a reduction again this upcoming month.
We take a look at how the livestock finished the day. Live cattle a bit mixed, feeder cattle down, and lean hogs finished in the green. Let's go on the cattle side first. You seeing some bids placed in the north and south? Any asking prices or any prices established here on a Thursday?
Well, I think they're still, you know, mostly 189, 190 is being asked in the five area negotiated belt. I think that the USDA came in mid-session and took our negotiated price down below 186. And so that was not a friendly thing to see, but we don't really have a test at this point, Bryce. And I'm hoping by Friday we'll see quite a bit more, a great deal of business on the cash side of the equation, and we'll be able to get a better idea of whether June is still carrying a substantial premium in those fat cattle markets.
We see box beef prices mixed. Choice was up. Select was down with a movement of 61 loads there at the midday, Mike. Hey, when you look at the demand sector, we'll start on beef, maybe get to pork as well. How does demand look perhaps both domestically and internationally for beef?
Well, I think the weekly export sales the past 2 weeks are going to be or could very well be the trend that we can expect. We're starting to see a weaker beef side of the equation, down 11% on this morning's weekly numbers. China was not in the market for export sales of beef. They're buying mostly Australian beef, it sounds like, and other meats from other countries, including pork from us, and that the pork export sales were almost 30,000 tons today on the week, Bryce, and that was up 3% from the average. China was our number one buyer. And so I think both domestically and in terms of global markets, unless the dollar breaks lower like we were talking about in the first segment, I'm inclined to think that the beef market will struggle to hold on to the same consumption levels in both markets that they had last year. And I'm using BLS, retail steak prices, cutout pork cutout, center cut pork chops, ground beef, chicken breast prices, all those kind of point to an idea that you're going to have a lot of competition out there against the beef side of the equation this summer.
For lean hogs today on the futures market, closing a bit higher as I referenced, the World Pork Expo underway, wrapping up today. My colleague Chad Moyer is there covering that event for us, and I'm sure there's some optimism there, but the market's been beat up over the past year or so. Are you seeing, I'm hearing some things from you that indicate that should be a bit of a positive market, but the market, price profitability-wise, doesn't seem to reflect that.
It's not there yet, and that means we're probably not adding supply, which is good. We don't want to right now. We don't want to build the herd back up. I think $90 is a good price for the downside as far as support on the summer markets, Bryce. The big thing that I continue to watch every year around July is that BLT seasonal, when bacon gets featured, when the tomatoes come on. That seems to me to be the best time period for maybe a positive seasonal to come out of those hog markets.
The BLT seasonal. That's the first time I've heard that, but I like the phrase, Mike.
That's, I created it, so that's why you're not hearing it for any other place.
He created it. Love it. Mike Zuzulo, the president of Global Commodity Analytics, is our guest today here on the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and all your local channel dealers. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction excellence. In recent months, headlines about highly pathogenic avian influenza have been focused on the virus's spread in dairy herds. But an outbreak last week in Iowa at a commercial egg-laying facility reminds us that poultry remains at risk as well. I'll have more when we come back. Is it time to upgrade your farm equipment for 2024? With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is bringing their auction expertise to Nebraska with the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction. Equipment is located at the Husker Harvest Days location for preview, and check steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. This auction to include large late model row crop equipment, track and loader tractors, self-propelled sprayers, combines, corn and draper heads, and more. Mark your calendar for this timed online auction. Bidding opens on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 a.m. Central and closes Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. Don't miss out on this rare chance to bid on late model equipment at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction, closing on Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. At a commercial egg-laying facility in Sioux County, Iowa last week, experts confirmed the presence of H5N1, the virus responsible for highly pathogenic avian influenza. Following the confirmation, the flock, 4.2 million birds, were culled. It was the second largest culling since 2022, and it was the first confirmed HPAI outbreak in Iowa yet this year. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship strongly encouraged poultry producers to bolster their biosecurity practices following the outbreak, as the Iowa confirmation followed five other commercial outbreak confirmations in Minnesota flocks. For people, the CDC still considers the risk of infection by the H5N1 virus low, as only three confirmed cases of the virus in humans have been found in the United States. But for birds, the virus remains deadly. With the most recent cullings in Iowa and Minnesota, losses from the virus and mitigation strategies have now topped 92 million birds since January of 2022. Currently, if an infected bird is confirmed on a farm, that whole flock is destroyed to stop the virus from spreading any further. That's an expensive proposition for farmers, so work has been underway for several years to find a vaccine that would prevent HPAI, and it sounds as though there might be some progress on that front. In the Netherlands, Wageningen University has been performing a trial on two vaccines in that country since the fall of 2023, and they reported last week that both vaccines were still quite effective, even 8 weeks after being administered. The trials are set to run until 2025, so more research will be forthcoming, but the early results have prompted the Dutch government to announce a trial program to vaccinate their poultry. So far, no details have been given, but they're expected over the next several weeks. The Dutch would be joining more than 30 other countries attempting to use vaccination against HPAI, but where do U.S. producers stand? I'll have more when we come back.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with Big D's Friday and the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show in Broadfeet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Memorial Park in Durand.
Following the latest confirmation of HPAI in an egg-laying facility in Iowa, focus is returning to vaccination as a way to mitigate the disease. Last month, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said the United States is likely 18 months away from a vaccine. And that's, he says, if the virus doesn't mutate. We're likely not done talking about bird flu for some time to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The wind dying down this evening, the sky clearing out, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and breezy, highs to the mid-70s. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night, then sunshine and low 70s for Saturday, and more sun for Sunday, high again low 70s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 63 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And Martin Luther King, you said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing to love. I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. And I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, and you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, and you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love. You love me good. You love me good. Love me
for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He left me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I work two jobs and I move three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
Hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full-grown queen bee looking for honey. Hi-hoo-hoo, I'll play something country. Yeah, the band took a break. The DJ played P. Diddy. She said, I didn't come here to hear something thumping from the city. Said I shaved my leg. Something country. Hi-hoo-hoo, I'll play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hank it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, I'm a George Strait junkie. Hi-hoo-hoo, play something country. Hi-hoo-hoo, I'll play something country. Your truck or mine, I know a place down the road. It's kind of funky. Hi-hoo-hoo, out in the country. Hi-hoo-hoo, now play something country. Crank up the band, play the
a steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shotgun, I'm a joystick junkie. Play something country. Now play something country.